Okay, so we've got an interesting one to tackle today.
Yeah.
It's the Fernando R. Ledesma High School. We've got their mission statement and learner outcomes to look at.
Sounds good.
So we're just going to kind of dive right in and see what makes this school tick.
Right.
So first off, FRLLHS. I
Yes.
mean,
It
that's quite the acronym.
is, yeah.
So what's the
Fernando R. Ledesma High School.
Fernando R. Ledesma High School?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about them. And one thing that I noticed right away is
Right.
they seem to really be focused on these at-promise students.
Yeah, and that really stuck out to me as well.
Yeah.
Because they're not just trying to get kids to meet the minimum requirements. They really want to see these students exceed expectations,
Yeah.
which is pretty neat.
And I think what's really interesting is the way they kind of break down their goals with this acronym, FRLHS.
Yeah, it's a good way to remember them.
It is a good way to remember
That's
them.
all five of
So
them.
let's jump right in. The F stands for fully capable of applying academic skills.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this has got to be a lot more than just your typical textbook knowledge.
Oh, absolutely. This goes way beyond just memorizing facts and figures. It's really about taking that knowledge and using it to solve problems, you know, in the real world.
So it's not enough to just know the Pythagorean theorem. You have to be able to build a triangle.
Exactly. Or, you know, maybe design a bridge or even plan a community garden, things that they're actually going to use in their life.
And I think that ties in really well with the next one,
Yeah.
the R, which is responsible citizens and productive members of the community. So we're not just talking about getting good grades here.
No,
We're talking about
it's bigger than that.
it's a bigger picture.
Yeah, it's about understanding your place in the community and, you know, using your skills to make a real difference.
And that's something that they're specifically trying to teach
It seems like it
at this
is.
school.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how to do
Yeah.
that.
I'm kind of curious too.
Like, do they have specific programs, you know, maybe service learning projects or partnerships with local organizations?
Right, because it's one thing to like have that be a goal, but it's another to actually
To
like
put it into
put
practice.
it into practice,
Yeah,
give kids those opportunities.
absolutely.
Okay, so next up is L for literate in the technology field.
Okay.
Now this has got to be
Right.
way beyond just, you know,
Yeah, knowing how to turn on a computer.
knowing how to turn on a computer.
Right. So
Yes.
much deeper than that.
What's the nuance here?
Well, it's really about equipping students to be informed and responsible digital citizens. You know, it's like, okay, you can Google anything these days, but how do you know what's true? How do you evaluate sources, identify bias, cross-reference information?
Almost
Or
like you
it's
need to
they like
be
being a digital detective.
a digital detective. That's a great way to
Yeah.
put it.
You know, because they're bombarded with information constantly,
All the time.
and they need to be able to sift through it and figure out what's actually reliable.
So are they using any specific software
They might be.
or programs to do this?
You know, there are tools for analyzing data and for spotting fake news and things like that. But I think the real focus here is on developing that critical thinking mindset that they can apply in any online situation.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on.
Okay.
H stands for high achieving. Now, this one I think is particularly interesting because it's not just about getting A's,
Right.
right?
It's so much more than that. They're looking at the big picture here. They're looking at attendance, credit completion, quality of work growth on standardized tests, and even post-secondary goals.
So it sounds like they're not just assuming everybody's going to go to college.
No, not at all. They're recognizing that there are many different paths to success. You know, some students might go to college, some might go to trade school, some might start their own businesses.
And I think that's a really important
It is
thing to
su
acknowledge.
because not everyone fits in the same box, you know, and by recognizing those individual strengths and goals, they can tailor the support that they provide to help each student reach their full potential.
In whatever way that is for them.
Exactly.
All right, and then finally we have S for socially emotionally aware.
Okay.
Now, this one to me seems especially important.
Crucial.
Yeah, for these At Promise students.
Absolutely.
Because they might be
facing unique challenges.
Facing some challenges.
Right.
That other students might not be.
Yeah, and I think FRLHS is acknowledging that, you know, academic success is important. But it's not the only thing that matters.
Right.
You need those social-emotional skills.
Yeah.
To really thrive in life.
Like, what kinds of things are we talking about here?
So we're talking about self-awareness, empathy, resilience.
Okay.
You know, the ability to manage stress,
mm-hmm.
make responsible decisions,
right.
navigate relationships.
And so how are they incorporating that into the curriculum?
That's a good question.
Are they having, like, specific classes on this?
They might. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have dedicated social-emotional learning classes.
Yeah.
But I think it also goes beyond that.
Okay.
It's probably woven into other subjects as well.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a history lesson
mm.
that explores different perspectives on a conflict
yeah.
and encourages students to empathize with people who might have had different experiences than their own.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You know, so it's really about creating a holistic learning environment.
So basically, FRLHS is saying, we're not just trying to create good students.
Right.
We're trying to create good people.
Exactly.
Who can function well in society.
Yeah. Well-rounded individuals.
Yeah.
Who are ready to take on the world.
Yeah. Who have all the tools they need.
Right.
It's not just about
succeed.
Filling your head with facts.
Yeah.
It's about
giving them the skills.
Giving them the tools to succeed.
To navigate life's challenges and to make a positive impact on the world.
Yeah. And I think
it's a pretty ambitious goal.
It is ambitious.
But it's also really inspiring.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
You know, it makes you wonder
yeah.
what would happen if more schools adopted this approach.
Yeah, what if this is the norm?
What kind of impact could it have on students and on communities?
Yeah.
And on society as a whole?
That's something I'm going to be thinking about for a while.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we've only just scratched the surface here, but
right.
it's clear that FRLHS is doing some really exciting and innovative things.
Yeah, they're definitely pushing the boundaries
yeah.
of what education can be.
And we should all be paying attention to that.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And keep those wheels turning.
Yeah.
Keep thinking about. The future of education.
The future of education.
What it could look like.
What we could look like and how we can make it even better.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. Take care.
See ya.